Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, I got the thumbs up from Eddie. We go on a Thursday podcast. What's going on, Al? A
couple quick things following up from yesterday's podcast. Yesterday, we were talking about podcast commercials and how, like, why can't we put the commercials at the end of a sentence, at the end of a thought? And I said, I know Eddie goes through and he tries to find the perfect location, but it doesn't matter. And multiple people sent me, which I then listened to, audio of us talking about how they just throw commercials in the middle of a sentence.
And
a commercial showed up in the middle of a sentence. It was actually very funny to hear.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So I got that. And another thing that I was thinking about with podcasts, it does not matter the podcast, how big it is. Joe Rogan, I think you'd have to say, is a top three podcast in the world.
Right.
It happens even on Joe Rogan Show. When they play audio, where they're like, listen to this clip of blah, blah, blah. It is always so low, you can't hear it.
And they do that with video, too, especially if you're just listening and they're like showing you a video. I can't see the video.
Yeah, but really not being able to hear it.
So are they piping in the audio just from a speaker then? And it's almost, no, I don't know.
And what's really weird with Joe Rogan in particular, Joe Rogan tells the story about his producer that has been with him for a long time, Jamie, is that Joe Rogan was doing this podcast in his house for a little while when he first started.
Right.
He said he was at a comedy club and a guy came up to him and said, hey man, I love your podcast, but the audio is really bad. I'm a sound engineer. I can help you. And Joe Rogan ended up hiring him. And you still can't hear the
audio.
That's
weird.
It's very strange.
Yeah. If that was your meal ticket to get the job, you would think that would be the one thing that would be perfect.
But if they're all like that, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, I get all the times people will write me, they'll go, Jerry sounds like he's at 100 decibels and I can barely hear you. Then the next day, why can I hear you so loud but not Jerry? I don't know what goes on.
All right, let me ask you this with Rogan.
Yes.
Is it the same on YouTube?
That I'm not sure. I haven't checked YouTube, but it's on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, it's the same.
Because I was going to say, if it sounds good on YouTube, then it's an audio issue. I don't know.
I don't know.
Strange.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now, I will also attest that when I've been on the road and I have listened back to, whether it's you and CeeLo or you and Eddie doing the podcast, the levels are off a lot.
Yeah.
And what's strange is sometimes they actually will normalize as it goes on, which tells me Eddie's got them set up in there. There's something funky that happens.
In the upload.
Odd.
Yes. Don't very know the answer strange.
To it. Yeah, very odd. Very odd. Well,
we've always heard like commercials are blasting or the... We're going to figure out podcasting eventually in the world.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Well, it's only been going on for 15 years. Yeah.
About 15 years.
Right.
I saw something, you ever hear the term, Jerry, side hustle?
Of course. Which to me, it's one of these new age cliches.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's a part time job.
Part time job. Something yes. you do on the side to make extra money. Yes. Sometimes it's an actual, you're employed somewhere. Sometimes it's something you do.
Sure.
A side hustle might be. Maybe you're a guitar person, Jerry, yeah. and you see guitars online for sale that are cheap. You buy them for cheap. You fix them up. You sell them on eBay for a much higher price. That's your side hustle.
Absolutely.
I was reading about and watching videos of a side hustle that's become very popular in New York City, and it's called car sitting.
Oh, is this for car spots?
Yes. This is people, their side hustle is, in New York City, there's alternate side parking where they say you can't be parked yep. here on Mondays between 8 and 9:30. But if there's someone in the car and they come by to street sweep the car and you move your car,
yep.
you're okay. They don't give you a ticket. If you there's someone in the car, you don't get a ticket.
Move it out. They go past. You move
yeah,
it back in.
Because you're not parked. You're sitting there. So there are people making a pretty good living being car sitters, where they go and sit in somebody's car and they have it mapped out where different parts of the city have different times, like the Upper West Side might be 8 to 9, you need somebody to sit in your car. Down by us, it might be 10 to 11. And they have the really professional car sitters have it mapped out, and they have like a scooter to get them faster
sure.
to the different neighborhoods.
But what do you charge? So a parking ticket is $65.
Correct.
So clearly you're not paying someone more than $65. I don't even think you're paying someone more than $30 an hour.
Yeah, it seems like $30
all
is
right,
the going rate.
So you're
rate.
Paying someone $30 to avoid $65, which, by the way, you're not going to get every day. I would agree most days.
Or right, you're saying that you could leave your car there unattended.
Yes.
You're not getting a ticket every no. day.
And even, I'm yeah. we're examples of that. There are many times. I mean, hell, I've gone weeks without leaving my car in the wrong spot or not paying the meter and haven't gotten tickets. And then I've gotten a ticket every day for 5 straight days.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get the ticket every single day, number one. But let's just say you would. So you're saving $35, fair enough, $30 an hour. Like over here where we are, there are 2-hour windows though.
Is that right?
Isn't it 11 to 12:30? So you'd have to be in the car by 11 and you got to stay in the car till 12:30. All right, so maybe paying for 90 minutes. You're still paying, that would be 40 to save $65?
Well, I did look into this, and they're saying that, you know, what happens is when they come by with the street sweeper or whatever, let's say you're not allowed to park there from 11 to 12:30, mm-hmm. and they come by at 11:15
okay.
with the street sweeper. You're good now. They're not coming back around. You could probably leave that car and go to the next
which I
stop.
Like if I'm the car owner. But as the car sitter, I want to do that for just $12 because I only sat there for 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably $30 no matter how long okay. it takes.
All right, so if you did that, how many could you possibly do, would you say, in the course of a day? Like 5?
Yeah, they're saying people that are really good at it, really become experts at it, can do it for that. Or what they do is they'll charge $30 and then they'll say to their buddy, hey, you want to go sit in this car? I'll give you $20. Now they're making $10.
For doing nothing. Interesting.
Yeah. That's okay. There are people that really come up with interesting ways to make money, you know, rather than
sure.
just thinking like, oh, I have to go do this job.
There's a lot of different ways.
There's so many different ways,
if
man.
You literally sit down and really map out, if you really think about it and try to get creative, Yeah, there's a lot. The one thing about what you're saying is interesting because you really got to trust this guy. You're giving them the keys to your car.
Yes.
How do you know they're not a criminal? And 2 hours later, they're going to be in Connecticut.
I guess you assume, you know, they're car sitters. They probably have a nice business card.
My God.
And
you have,
yeah.
You have car sitter insurance?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work. Right. What Strange. If the car sitter gets your car crashed?
I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
Because even just moving out of the spot and moving back in this city, like there was a girl yesterday. I parked right out front. There was a girl, she was in a small, kind of, I would say, a little bigger than what you drive, but not a big SUV. It was like a little bigger than yours, like a medium-sized SUV. And there was a spot right outside the building across the street where I parked from, and it was embarrassing watching her try to parallel park, and she had plenty of room. And a box truck, how it missed her, I don't know, because she took it so far wide as she tried to cut it back in. So it's very easy for you to get hit on a New York City street.
Sure is.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah. When I first asked Grok about it, I go, what can you tell me about car sitting?
Yeah.
The first thing that came up from Grok before I got specific and said, well, in New York City, a lot of people consider this a side hustle. This is what I was reading. It is. What else can you tell me? But prior to that, when I first put in car sitting, they said that there are people with nice cars that when they go on vacation, they pay someone to watch their car.
So it doesn't get stolen while they're away.
Yeah, or it's not in the street for so long, or it's not sitting in their driveway for so long. Yeah.
Well, that's also funny, too, and we've talked about this. When you see a $90,000 car just parked on a random street at 3 a.m., like, you can't afford all. You can afford the car. You can't afford the spot to put the car in.
Yeah.
And you see it a lot.
Yeah, you do see it a lot. I sometimes wonder, is that a case of somebody who's afraid? Because one of the things I think about when I don't want to put my car in a garage is that I feel like they're going to be constantly moving my car. So are they constantly getting in it, starting it, backing it up, moving it? When I was working at WNEW mornings and we were driving in and parking in the garage, we were sure that people were sleeping in our cars because your car would have like a BO smell.
Sure. Yep.
Oh, and the passenger seat would be laid down more than it was when you left it.
Sounds about right. God knows what they're doing in these cars.
So then it's like, I don't want to leave
put
that in a garage either.
Yeah, I know. But then you don't have that car in Manhattan then.
Yeah. The best thing you can do, and there are a handful of places in the city, is you put it in a garage, but you park it yourself.
There's not enough of those.
There's not enough of them.
There are, even around here, you got to go all the way up to the West Side Highway to find one of those. It's just not.
I know there's one like just outside the Lincoln Tunnel
I think that's the Port Authority parking lot.
Yeah.
I think, which is a good lot.
Those I don't mind.
Those are fine.
I feel like.
Yeah, take your key, lock your car, pay for it, take your keys with you. All good. But yeah, and also, have you ever gone down in those parking garages?
No.
I mean, some of them are like underground. You got cars parked on top of cars with like lifts. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Those are the weird ones. Is when you see them outside on
their
outdoor lots, and they have just these portable lifts where cars are just stacked on top of cars.
Mm-hmm. That's the city. We go no space out. We go up.
Yeah, we go straight up.
God damn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
I do like when I bring my car, and you can tell they don't know how to drive the manual. It's so funny.
The stick shift.
It happens more and more now as we're getting further and further away from people driving those. So funny. Like, what do I do with this? I'll drive it.
Park it. You're the valet parker.
Just park it over there for us. It'll be here when you're ready. Yeah, sure. No problem.
Do you think they even ask valet parkers when they hire them, do you know how to drive stick?
I don't, because the last three times I have tried to do valet parking, one time in Manhattan and one time at Penn State for Rutgers at a hotel and one time at a country club. The last three times I've tried to valet park my car, no one could do it. No one.
That's great.
The golf course was great because instead of them taking my car and parking it way out, not that it was that far, but in the lot, they asked me just to move it off to the side and it'll be here when you're done, which was great. Didn't have to do anything, and it was still sitting. It's like when we go to Boomer's event. We park our car right by the entrance. It's there when we're done. Fantastic. Yeah. Penn State was at the hotel. I told you that. They called me in the hotel room as soon as I got in. Like, we can't move the car. I go, okay, no problem. And they comped everything and gave me a credit. And then there was one with Kim when we came into the city for an event. I brought my car, and they said, we don't have anyone to drive this. Can you just put it over here? I'm like, yeah, fine by me. And when we got out, there it was.
Oh, that's great.
Didn't have to wait for a New York garage park spot. That can take a half hour sometimes.
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a stick shift just so that. I wonder when that, like, what year it was when the stick shifts really started to fade out. Because I remember in the 1990s, my years in Tampa, which was 94 to 01, all of my, not that I had a ton of girlfriends, but in a seven-year period, I probably had three or four actual girlfriends. They all drove stick shifts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had a stick shift. Like, that almost was more the norm. You also couldn't, like you couldn't get, it was hard to get a pickup truck in a,
That wasn't a stick shift. Even Jeeps.
Jeeps, yes. 100%. Yeah. Any type of sports car was always a stick shift because you wanted the speed.
Yeah. Right. So it's funny. I had a Camaro, was my first car. And because I didn't have a five-speed, my friends made fun of me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got the girly automatic? It's a nice car, though. But, yeah, it was. And then when I went to get the Jeep that I bought in, like, 95, I think I bought a Jeep. And it was a, that's the one when I told you I dropped the plow on the Garden State Parkway because I didn't know what the button did. I also didn't know how to drive a five-speed. Because I don't even know if they made automatic Jeep Wranglers. Maybe they did, but it was, I was always looking for just a Jeep. I'll figure out how to drive it because they did have a five-speed Nissan Sentra for like a month, which I didn't like in the whatever. And that was, I was hard because it's a, that's a long stick shift. It's tough to drive that if you don't know what the hell you're doing. And I didn't.
So you bought a stick shift car without knowing how to drive it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I had a general idea. And that, like, we, let's put it this way. When we test drove it, I asked the sales guy to drive it for me in the parking lot. I didn't want to hit a car.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you know how to drive? I'm like, I'll be fine. And then I bought it. I got in the car. I'm like, uh-oh. Like, now I'm like, I remember my dad telling me, just get to the Garden State Parkway and you put it in fifth gear and you're fine. I'm like, I can do that. And I did. And then I started fooling around with the buttons.
Oof. And then you dropped the...
Dropped the plow. Sparks flying on the Garden State Parkway. Yeah. Oh, stupid. Very funny.
Yeah, when I bought a Nissan pickup truck. And it was a stick shift, and I did not know how to drive it. And so my father drove it. My father test drove it with me in the passenger seat. And then he took me to Merrill Park in
Hill
Town. Yeah.
Yeah.
And learned that way. Then everyone used to come to my father. My uncle got a Mustang that he didn't know how to drive.
Boy, your dad,
my
man.
Dad taught. Well,
what happened to you?
And then my dad taught my brother-in-law. He bought himself a Nissan 300ZX.
Oh, nice car back then.
Yeah.
That was a hot car for a while.
Hot car. Sure and was. Didn't know how to drive it.
That's funny.
And then you got to learn.
Yeah.
But that's really putting faith like that.
That you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're going to figure it out.
You remember the Fiero?
I remember the name.
The Pontiac Fiero. Yeah. I think it was the two-seater, the small little sports car that had two seats and a very cool bike. I remember I wanted one, but it only had two seats. I think it was a two-seater. Maybe not.
I wonder how long it would take me, like, if I bought a stick shift now. I haven't had a stick shift.
Easier.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they are
the smoother.
Pontiac. Yeah, the Pontiac Fiero is a two-seater, I believe. They have made them easier to shift. But more than that, I think what most people are afraid of is when you're on a hill.
Yeah.
I find that fun.
Yes.
Especially with someone behind you and you let it rock back. You can see them like, what is this guy doing? Yeah. My car, for instance, has a 4-second hold. So like if I'm on a hill and I got my foot on the brake and I'm on a hill, I put the car in first gear and I get to go. There's like maybe it's 3 seconds. The car holds the brake position, allowing you to get going. So I think it'd be easy. I bet you would be in 10 seconds. You'd be, oh, I could do this.
But I wonder if you know, because so much of it, once you get going and driving a stick shift, is instinct, right?
For sure.
Like if there's a car cuts you off, like you, it's
downshift. Sure.
Yeah. And I wonder how long it takes to get back into that.
I don't think long at all. You used to drive my car around here.
Yeah.
When we were driving together and moving the car, you were driving the 5-speed not long ago.
I think the 5-speed I had was a Honda Civic, a 2001 Honda Civic, which I drove back to New Jersey.
From Florida?
From Florida. That was the last time I had a stick shift.
Oh, guy that doesn't like to drive drove home from Florida Honda Civic.
Well, I did. I got on the auto train, so I drove to Orlando then outside of D.C. and then drove home.
That's interesting.
But yeah. Yeah, I kind of, sometimes when I'm walking the dog, I like to look in people's cars.
Sure. No, I understand. What's going on there?
Yeah, what's going on in the car? When I see a stick shift, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Or I do the judgy thing you just did where I'm like, if I see like somebody's got this beautiful sports car, I look in there. It's a
Taco Bell wrappers.
or it's a beautiful sports car and I look in there and it's a regular automatic. I'm like, what a wuss.
Nice car, though.
Does this person even like sports driving?
By the way, Lorton, Virginia, the auto train, I believe, is the town.
Auto train, yeah.
Lorton. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
And it's not Orlando. It's a weird Sanford.
It's north of Orlando, I believe. So it was a bit of a ride there. Auto train, bit of a ride.
It is a neat concept. It's expensive now, though.
Yeah, I don't recall what
it was
back then.
I don't know if you're saving that much money anymore by taking the auto. Now, you avoid flying.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're saving all that much money anymore by taking the auto train. I don't know that you're not, though, either.
Yeah, I think I would only do it in the situation where I wanted to keep my car up there and not coming back down. Man, I need a stick shift, Jerry.
I got a car. It's got 215,000 miles on it. You want it for the weekend?
That'd be cool. And then, like, the truck stick shifts had the long, like, the truck one I had, it was.
Yeah.
You had one of the stick shifts in one of your, when you were going through that phase, you had a lot of cars and a lot of, you were getting bored with cars and selling.
Four cars in 4 years, yes.
Yeah. Where one of the stick shifts was like small.
That was the Chevy. That was that little Chevy.
Yeah.
But it's very much like the Vito, like the GTI I have. It's a very small, it's almost sunken into.
Yeah, like a ball.
Yeah, very cool. Mine's got a little golf ball because it's a Volkswagen Golf GTI.
Oh, okay.
So it's a golf ball. But you're right. That little Chevy that I had, very small little shifter.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Jeep one like we're talking about or the truck one that was bigger too.
Did your dad drive stick shifts?
No. No, the last time my dad drove it, because every time I get one, he always loves telling me the last time he drove a 5-speed were the military Jeeps in Vietnam. That's the last time he drove a 5-speed, a manual transmission.
Yeah.
So I've always said, you want to try? He's like, no, I'm good. Because I did it for a couple of years. I'm fine.
My dad always bought the most basic car model that you could get, which would, back then, didn't even have a radio. Had no AC, no radio.
Well, I know what it's like to buy a car with no AC. Yep. Or automatic windows, or automatic locks.
And then he would get, like, you know, a car radio from Caldor.
Right. the Clarion and then bring it to a radio installation company?
No, he would do it. He knew how to do everything.
Dude, your dad's impressive.
I couldn't figure out anything.
Wow.
So he would load that up.
That is impressive.
He would do that. But
you would save a lot of money by buying a, and they don't even sell them at most car dealerships, by buying base car. And you know what? You go home, you got a brand new car.
Yes.
And then you kind of alter it to the way you want it.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
That's hard to find, though, now.
Oh, yeah. Now it's impossible.
Very hard to find.
Like when you look on the website, you go, oh, a new Jeep is only this much. And then you go on the Jeep website.
They don't have them.
And everything's like $10,000 more than it says the base model is.
Yeah. And they are beautiful. The one car that I'm really into right now, my wife likes it, too. So I'm contemplating doing that for her next car, is that the Ford Bronco Sport.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big, it's a smaller SUV. It is a short, and too many people have them now. It seems like it's become very, it's a beautiful looking car,
though. They're a very nice
car. Very nice car.
Beautiful cars, Jerry.
Beautiful cars.
Oh, beautiful balls.
I always wanted a Mustang. I feel like I'm too old for one, though, now.
Yeah.
Even though all I see are old guys driving them.
That's the only people who could really afford them, old guys.
Maybe, I suppose. Yeah, but the Mustang's not an $80,000 vehicle, either.
No.
You know?
My dream car was always a Porsche. A red Porsche. I would look like a total loser right now if I rolled up in one of those.
I think Steve Summers is a Porsche.
He does. It's not candy apple red, though.
Oh, got it.
More.
You want the reasonable. What do you want? The 944 turbo like everybody else?
Yeah, whatever.
No, or the 911.
Yeah,
wasn't that the one in like Miami Vice?
I liked what everyone was in Californication. It was a convertible Porsche.
At the David Duchovny show?
Yeah. That was a cool car.
I never watched that. He was a sex addict in that show,
right? Yeah, sex addict. Writer.
Never saw that show.
Yeah, it's a good one. A lot of boobs.
That's what you're watching for these days?
A lot of boobs, Jerry.
You know you can open up your phone and just type in boobs, right?
It's different when it's on a TV show.
I suppose.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday. We've got cool games. I'm working on a couple of Jackson Dart / Scant. Cam Scataboo, not Scam Cataboo.
Not Scam Bataboo.
Yeah, so we'll maybe have some of those tomorrow.
Nice.
I will see you at 5 a.m. Soon.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Whoever you're repping this season, carry the team like a pro with ultra-durable, officially licensed Yeti drinkware. Whether it's the NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, or MLS, Yeti has you covered with drinkware in all your favorite team colors. So, if you're a serious fan, now's the time to get serious about your gear. With officially licensed Yeti drinkware built for the long haul. Find all the teams you root for at Yeti.com or a Yeti store near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.